Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here with us now. Kim, Oklahoma's cash wheat price continues to decline. Give us an idea of what's going on.
Well, that wheat price is getting down close to where it was November this time last year. And then it, you know, it's just wallowed around. And then January, February, we got a little price rally out of it. And it may be like that. I think what's going on is Russia's just taking everybody's market. You know, they've harvested 3 billion bushels or more of wheat. The average protein is 12.4%. So they've got that protein market. And that protein market is extremely important right now. You've got Ukraine right behind them with record or near record production, and they're taking the market. They've taken the market from European Union, from Australia, from Argentina. They're even shipping wheat into Venezuela, and that's that Argentine market right there. So the world's awash of wheat, and Russia's got some good product to put on the market, and they're taking our export sales.
Now, some of the questions that market analysts are asking right now is how planted acres this year compare to last year.
Well, the general consensus and the answer I understand they're getting, it's going to be down somewhere from 5 to 10%. So they're using about 7.5%. I think that's about right for Oklahoma. Last year we planted 4.5 million acres. That gets us down, you know, at 10%, down near 4 million acres, and that's the lowest we've been in since around 42, or go back to 1918 would be the 2 years that we were below 4.1 or 4.2 million acres.
What's the market offering then for the new 2018 wheat crop?
Well, you look at that KC July contract, it's around 470. The base is running, say, about 80 under. That'll give you about 390. You know, some areas it's 95 under, some areas 70 under, but somewhere right at $4 or just below $4.
There's always high hopes this time of year as the seeds are getting in the ground. Is there any way that wheat producers can get $5 wheat?
Yes, there is, and I think it's going to depend on good management and a little bit of luck. I don't think we're going to get our lower acres. I don't think it's going to help us much. You know, we were down this last year and we got about the same price. What's going to help producers is if they can produce test weight and protein. The world is awash in wheat, but there is a shortage of protein, not just wheat protein, but protein. You see producers raising soybeans and around the world going to the pulse crops to generate protein or produce protein. If we can produce protein and test weight, we'll have $5 wheat. You give me 11.6 to 12 protein wheat and 59 or better test weight, and I believe the market will give you $5 and maybe even closer to $6. The market needs protein.
And a lot of people like the sound of those prices. Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.